Being joined now by Knoxville player Hannah Duncan, our player of the game tonight, 18 points. Hannah, congrats on the win. What do you think? Of the game and how it all went for you?
I think we played really good defense as a team tonight. We mixed it up a lot and we played with a lot of aggressiveness. And I think our scoring across the board, we had a lot of players in double digits, and I just think that's what got our lead so high.
Three players in double figures and pretty balanced. Brittany and your sister were at 14 points. You were at 18. But I was impressed with Natalie, Larissa, and Anna. They all kind of filled in there. And they really haven't been the ones that's been the big scores. Brittany was earlier in the season, but it's good to see those girls get a little bit more scoring and as we get towards postseason.
Yes, definitely. They hit shots when we needed them, and it really put the momentum in our favor, and I think they did a very good job tonight.
You made quite a pass to Brittany that I did not know. I could not believe that you created. Take me through that. I mean, it just did not look like that ball had a chance, but there she was.
Well, I just dribbled in the lane, and then Brittany was like, yeah, right here, right here. So I just passed the ball right into her. Don't know how it got through, but it did, so.
You know, I've talked to your sister about, okay, what's it like playing with Hannah? And she says, well, you know, I'm kind of harder on Hannah than about everybody else because I think she knows your potential. Okay, now it's your chance. What's it like playing with Emma, big sis?
She definitely is hard on me. She calls me out when I make a mistake. I mean, I do the same to her. I mean, last year as a freshman, I was kind of scared to speak up, but this year I kind of let her have it a little bit, but... like tonight, I wasn't making shots, but she was like, Hannah, you got to keep shooting. We need you to keep shooting. So she's always there to just boost my confidence a little bit, and I really need that because I get down on myself a lot. So it's good to have someone out there doing that for me.
And it seems like you two just know where each other is without even looking. I mean, I've seen a couple times where she's no look to you, you've no look to them. Is it kind of that, okay, you know, you live with each other, you've grown up with each other. Is it kind of like, okay, I've got that sixth sense, I know where you are?
Yeah, I think we kind of play the same game like we've played since we were little, and I think we just know what each other's going to do because we just do the same thing that the other one's doing, if that makes sense.
Now, you know, of course, she being a senior, this, you know, getting down to the last couple of times, I know you don't want to think about that. You still got softball this summer with her, but next year, you're going to kind of be the big sister because I'm sure Addie, you don't want to put any pressure on her, but I'm sure Addie's going to be at least higher JV, maybe dressing varsity, and you get to kind of be the big sis now.
Yep, I definitely will be, but Addie, she'll give it to me like Emma gives it to me. She's not scared, so she'll be a fireball out there.
I've heard she doesn't have a filter.
No.
Postseason now coming up. We don't know as we're sitting here who you're playing. Probably will know Wednesday noonish. Does it really matter, or is it just like, all right, whoever we get, let's play?
I think that's the mentality we're going to have because the class we're in, we're going to have tough competition, like tougher competition than we faced all year, and we're going to really have to step up our game and play as a team in the postseason.
As we look forward, I know you're looking forward to this summer with softball and everything. What are you mostly looking forward to as you wrap up basketball? Hopefully, you've got four more games, because you'll have a home probably your first round, and hopefully two more in the regional and maybe one at Wells Fargo again.
I just really want to spend the time with Emma and just give her the best season she could and just have her go out with a bang, you know?
I brought up Wells Fargo. What was that like playing out there on Saturday?
Wells Fargo, it's definitely a lot of pressure, especially since, you know, it's just like the big arena. It just feels like so big, and then you're under all those big lights, and it's just a lot of pressure.
You're enamored with the lights. I was down talking to you and Emma pregame, and I said, man, it's bright down here. I said, well, yeah, HD, you're in the big bright stuff. But, you know, it doesn't seem like the shooting lines hurt you. You've shot pretty well there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but... Something about the well.
Well, let's hope we get back there again.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, Hannah, thanks a lot for joining us, and, well, best of luck. We'll see you probably sometime next week at your first round game.
Okay, thank you.